In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
I'm Jennifer, a retired veteran. Money's tight, but I shop right by planning my meals ahead of time. When making a shopping list, I check for ingredients I already have, along with their expiration dates. I save money by buying only what I need and sticking to my list. Learn how you can shop right when money's tight. Visit snapedny.org. Save time, save money, eat healthy.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Sunday, September 7th from 3 to 4 p.m., come and join Wony for a general interest meeting. This will be happening in Fitzell Hall 303. Come learn all about radio. On Monday, September 8th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club featuring Cody Woods. This will be happening in the waterfront in Hunt Union from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, head on down to Tuesday Trivia in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Jewelry Making Club for a lip gloss keychain making event. All supplies will be included. This will be happening from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, September 11th, join the Alumni Association for a 9/11 memorial happening from 9 to 10 a.m. by the 9/11 pillars in the quad. On Friday, September 12th, join the Activities Council for a screening of Friday Fright Vampire. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 8 to 9 p.m. On Saturday, September 13th, join the Caribbean Student Association for a paint and powder party. This will be happening in Hunt Union on the third floor from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hey guys, how's it going? What's up? My name is NJ and this is my show. It's called Kitchen Sink and I'm here for the next hour. And you know what was really cool is that all of those things you just heard played without me having to do anything about it, which was really nice. That's the part that stresses me out the most about my show, is like playing all of the news stuff, because they're all like in different files and I have to click them. And sometimes they don't play. So it makes, like last week I had to play them and I don't know. It wasn't fun. But I didn't today, and so I'm very grateful for that. Awesome. How is everyone doing today? If you want to call in and tell me, our number is 607-436-2711. Tell me how you're doing, or don't. That's fine too, because I don't really know how to work the phone in here. Today's Thursday. I'm like all discombobulated right now. I feel like I'm going a little crazy, but it's fine. It's like a good kind of crazy. It's just I'm not used to it. I'm like talking to so many people, you know, like, and it's fun. But then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have other things that I have to do. I can't just yap all day. And I haven't fully realized that yet. I feel like that happens to me every semester, but this semester it's like aggressive because I don't have a lot of other stuff going on. So I can, like, I feel like I can just yap. But anyways, that's been my life, is just a lot of yapping. I'm making a lot of friends, which is fun, and talking to a lot of fun people. Yeah, cool. All right, today. So usually I have like a concept. Last week it was parties, and I had three different types of parties, and we played music for three different types of parties because last Friday was my birthday, which was very fun. We could talk about that later. But I feel like this week I just put on music that I liked, and some of them I was like, wow, I really want to talk about this. Like there's a song from an album. And I read, not really, I guess it was the description of the album. Like on Spotify, you can see, like, the artist can put like a caption kind of, and you can like scroll down and read it, or it's like, it says about, and then it's about like the artist, but it was like a description of the most recent album that he put out. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. So I might read that. I also like have, I don't know, I get like embarrassed reading stuff like that. So maybe I won't, but we'll see. It was really cool. I liked it. And then I have another song on here that has a story. Some new music, relatively, which is fun. Some old music, too. By old, well, you know, one of the songs are old. I don't know how old. This mouse is really messing with me. How old are we? Oh, it doesn't say. That's great. Awesome. Okay, I'm checking in the wrong place. Whatever, we're fine. But yeah, we're doing some fun tunes today. I also, there might be a surprise. I think I'll make it work. I brought my fiddle. So I might play my fiddle, which could be fun. So we'll see how that goes. But we're going to start. We're going to dive right in with a song by Charlie Berg called Upon Arrival from his most recent EP called Reach. He's releasing, oh my God, next Friday, guys. Next Friday, or is it next Thursday? Because I feel like, no, it's next Friday. All music comes out on Fridays, right? It's like New Music Friday. That's like a thing. Next Friday, new Charlie Berg album. But you know what stinks is that next Thursday, the day right before it comes out, I can't play any music from it because the album comes out Friday. Man. Well, okay. I'll give like a comprehensive album review in 2 weeks, maybe. Or maybe not. I never go that deep into music. It's just fun to listen to. But we're starting with Upon Arrival by Charlie Berg. Period. Yeah.
Take One, two, three, four. Concentrate your mind, fix it upon whatever you like. I'm drunk on a memory back when we were just 17, holding Lake Michigan with your eyes on me. I had my hands deep in the pockets of my blue jeans. I said you could be my Maryland. I'm never gonna sleep again. You lovely creature washing over me like rain, slowly draining all the black out of my veins until my eyes shine cold as the morning. I was loved by a woman.
What you see. took the turn from me. The life we almost lived in. The mornings walk in turn and green. So you asked me, what would I do if just for a minute I was you?
Hey, I'm NJ. I already said that, but in case you didn't tune in before, hi, I'm NJ, and this is Kitchen Sink. Awesome. All right, so we started Upon Arrival by Charlie Berg. I really love that song. And I love Charlie Berg, obviously. I was talking to my mom, I think, last night or the night before, and I think that we're soulmates. But he's also, like, 8 years older than me. And I've never really, like, I've been in the same room as him twice because I went to his concerts, but I've never met him. But that's okay because we'll meet sometime and then we'll both know, obviously. Cool. Awesome. Next was Briggs by Mike Maines and the Branches, which is a fun little band name. I kind of like that. And the Branches, it's giving tree. I like the song a lot. A couple years ago, it was like one of my rotational Scream in the Car songs, even though I actually don't really know most of the words, but that's okay. And then the last song that just played was really gorgeous. It's called Turnham Green, but it's spelled like Turn Ham Green, and I thought that was really funny. It reminded me of green eggs and ham, and so I put it on here. That's by Adam Melcore. So, but it was pretty. I like the music parts. That's funny to say because it's a song. Of course there's music parts, but like not like the vocal. Well, the vocal parts are great too, but the background, like the ambiance that's created, you know, it's very, ooh, it's like fog, you know? Yeah. Cool. Awesome. So my birthday was last week. I feel like I should talk about it because I talked about it a lot last week. But first, actually, let me just make a PSA for everyone. Student Senate elections are currently happening today and tomorrow. So vote for Senate. Specifically, vote for Connor Rivera for Senate. He's a really awesome person. And he's really cool. He might come on my show. We were just talking about this. He was like, can I come on your show? He wants me to interview him. I don't know how to do that. I'm not qualified, but we could have a conversation. So shout out Connor. Vote for Connor. He's a great person. And he'd be so good in Senate, TBH. I've had a lot of good conversations with him about like Senate things and like life things, and I'm like, wow, you'd be a really good representative of students on this campus. So vote for Connor, and like you could vote for two people, so vote for Connor and like someone else that you might know, but like vote for Connor. awesome. I hope I said that enough for him to, like, appreciate this. He already does. Come on, he's Connor. Awesome. Anyways, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. My birthday. Period. The funny thing is, so I wasn't, like, at school on my birthday, really. I was here for a little bit, and then I left, and I went home. But I had, like, I'm an RA, and I had a program, and in it, it was a Kahoot, and I made the Kahoot, and one of the questions was, like, today is RA NJ's birthday, say happy birthday. And so everyone keeps coming up to me and wishing me a happy birthday. Like, even today, someone came up and was, like, happy belated, and I'm like, aw, thanks, guys. So that was really cute. It was really fun. I went to a gay bar with my mom and my brother, and we saw a very fun show. And I had some yummy little drinks. And then we went to McDonald's, and it was really fun. And 10 out of 10 would do again. I don't know if my brother would, but I would. So, yeah, it was cool. There was a person in a... there was a gorilla. We'll say that. There was a gorilla, because of course... And, like, cowboys and stuff. And, yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was... I don't know. I feel like I'm downplaying it. It was really fun, but I don't know how much I'm allowed to, like, say on air. So I'm kind of just capping it at that. But, like, in case you were curious, I had a very good birthday. So, yeah. I got to see my dog. I love my dog. I got to see my family. I love my family. So that was really cool. I got to watch some football. The Bills won. That was, like, I went to sleep. I never watch the full game of football ever when it's a late game. Because, I don't know. I don't even know when they end. But I go to bed at, like, 10, 10:30. And so I can't stay up that late. But I went to bed at, like, halftime, I think. Maybe a little after. And they were losing. And I was like, maybe they'll come back. And they did. I did. I still need to watch the highlights, though. I just looked at, like, the written, like, play-by-play. Not even play-by-play, but, like, you know, the when they scored and stuff, and who scored and all that stuff. But I should watch those. Tonight should be a really good game. It's the Commanders and the Packers, so that's exciting. I feel like the Packers might win. But I love Debo Samuel. I used to love Debo a lot. I used to love the 49ers a lot because they had Debo, and I was like, I love Debo. Now he's on the Commanders, and now I'm also like, I don't know. I'm looking for a team, basically, is where I'm at right now. And that's okay. Maybe I just won't commit to a team ever, and that's fine, and I can just enjoy football. I quite like the Bills, actually, and I do go to school in upstate New York, so I feel like I have to say I'm a Bills fan. So I'll say I'm a Bills fan right now. Go Bills. Yay. It's actually funny here because everyone is a Bills fan. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people here are, like, diehard Bills fans. And it's funny, like, when they play, you see everyone in Bills, like, I was going to say outfits, like, I guess. Like, shirts and stuff, you know? Cool. Okay. I have some more music. I'm, like, debating whether to fiddle or not. I really want to, but it's my first time ever, like, doing that. And I don't know if it'll be boring or if it'll be fun or what, or how it will be received. I guess it doesn't matter because I can't see or hear anyone, while I'm here in this little room by myself. I feel like I should. I will. But we're gonna play some music first so I can, like, hype myself up, not psych myself out. That's not what I'm trying to do. So, okay. I'm gonna go into The Diary of a Living, which is also by Adam Melchor. It's his most recent album is called The Diary of Living, but then he has a song on that called The Diary of Living, and it's with Bruno Major, who is one of my favorite artists ever. I love him. Gosh, this is actually really long. I'm just gonna read the last paragraph. It's really cute what he writes in Spotify. But he says, okay, these are the stories of everyone I know, have known, and will know. These are my journal entries over the course of a week driving through the highlands and lowlands of America. This is The Diary of Living. And I read that and I was like, wow. I love when music has a story. That's part of why I love Charlie Berg so much, because his last, like his most recent album, it was about, it was called The House Lives Forever. No, it wasn't. It was called Infinitely Tall, but the first track was called The House Lives Forever. But it's about like him first living in Detroit and then going to Syracuse and then going to Brooklyn and like different people and experiences and places he was in those three different areas, you know, and it's like a little life story. So like, I like when music does stuff like that. So this is The Diary of Living by Adam Melchor and Bruno Major. I hope you think it's epic and stuff.
Is always reading books with sweet quotations, trying to find a glimpse of light, a source of inspiration. She scribbles on a post-it note, a newfound one-line anecdotes, and sticks them to a fringe for motivation. It appears to me that empathy is the gift that keeps on giving. She wrote it in the diary of a living. John got married in the early 60s. Back then she was all he loved before he found the whiskey. In sickness and in health, she said the fine print she had never read. The person who you felt for might come missing. A lover is an enemy, choose to keep forgiving. She wrote it in a diary of a living. Let the choirs of fallen angels sing hallelujahs. Let the devil on your shoulder try their best to fool ya. 'Cause there are pages missing. The diary of the living. Amelia is paying for her daughter's education, strokes her hair, says goodbye, and drops her at the station. There's so much she wants to say before her baby goes away. She'll save it for another conversation. You can only learn the lessons you are ready to be given. You can find them in the diary of a living. Let the choirs fall. Sing the hallelujahs. Let the devil on your shoulder try their best to fool ya. 'Cause there are pages missing in the diary of a living.
someday. How love could be that way.
Hey y'all, it's me, I'm back. How's it going? Okay, so that was Love is a Beautiful Thing, which is originally by Theo Katzman. And then this particular version was with Wolfpack and Monica Martin, yes, Monica Martin. Slay. I like that song. It's fun and groovy. I like that version. That version's fun and groovy. And I quite like Wolfpack. So I worked at the summer camp this past summer. I've been working there every year since I was like a junior in high school. And then before that I went since like fourth grade. So like long time vet, you know? And shout out Aaron Steer. Love that guy. But he's super into, he plays cello. And he does fun things with cello, you know, like he doesn't necessarily only play classical cello. He like does fun stuff with his cello, like he'll play and he'll sing, you know, or he knows like chopping, which is like you make like a, I don't know if you can, you can hear that, right? It's like you can do rhythms and stuff. It's like beatboxing, but with a cello. You heard? Yeah, word. Which is super cool. And so we were, okay, back to the story, right? So I was like the counselor for his group and we were doing fiddle and he proposed two options to the group. He was like, we could do this fun fiddle tune that's like very, it's very fiddle, like it's a fiddle tune. Or we could do like a funk arrangement of a Wolfpack song. And he surveyed the class, right? He played both of them for everyone. Then he asked, like, what do you guys want to do? Tell me why all of them raised their hands to do the fiddle tune. I was so excited. Like, I was like, yes, Wolfpack, yes, funk arrangement, let's freaking go. But the kids were not having it, and I guess it's their pain to go to camp. So I guess give them what they want. I don't know if I remember the tune that we learned, which is a little tragic. It was called Birdland, bird with a U, B-U-R-D, land. So yeah, it was pretty funny. They're a silly little group, but I wish we did the funk arrangement, because that's just like what my heart needs. I learned that there's like a fiddle jam every second Thursday in Oneonta, so I might go. We'll see. We'll see. I'll go see what it's about, maybe. Yeah. I'm kind of excited. I'm kind of like, I don't know what to expect. So, It should be interesting. Oh, it'll be next Thursday, so I'll probably talk about it more then, because it's not today. It's next week after my show. Gosh. Okay. Yeah, cool. Okay. Oh. Okay, I'm gonna play for you guys. I'm a little nervous, especially because I'm used to playing for, like, crowds that are, like, hooting and hollering, you know? But there's no crowd here. It's just me. So that's kind of cool. I'm getting nervous. Okay, so I'm gonna play a tune. It's called Ashokan Farewell. Love her. It's kind of slow, kind of fun, kind of pretty. Not kind of pretty, really pretty. Jay Ungar, Ungar and Molly Mason wrote it. Molly Mason complimented me once, which is really cool. But they're Ashokan. They're from Ashokan. I don't know if they actually, like, established the whole thing. There's a little part of my brain that's saying that, like, yes, they did. They do a lot of fiddle stuff in Ulster County? Green County? I don't know which one. I think it's Ulster County. Which I spent some time there when I was a wee lad in, like, high school. Which was always really fun. We'd perform there sometimes. I gotta get back there. They do, like, jams and stuff, but they're kind of expensive. I just kicked the table, if you heard that. Pardon me. Okay. So, yeah. It's called Ashokan Farewell. I'm gonna play it because I'm a little bit homesick this week. So hopefully it reminds me of home. Shout out home. I miss you. Okay. I'm gonna stop. Like, well, actually, let's just see if y'all can hear me. Oh, that's loud, isn't it? It's pretty loud. Okay. This is also really awkward because there's no good place to play where the microphone can hear me. So, wish me luck. Bear with me if I have to start over. I might take these headphones off. They're not really doing anything for me. The headphones are coming off. All right. I'm done stalling. That's plenty loud. All right. Okay. This is Ashokan Farewell. Thank you. Cool. Hope that was fun for y'all. I kind of messed up a little, but that's okay. That was fun. That was a Shogun farewell. Bye. Jay Ungar, Molly Mason. Played by me, because I'm cool and I can play violin. Yeah, I know. This might be fun. I might play some more music next week. Maybe I'll make a whole show out of it. That would be really cool. Just jam. This was low-key inspired by... I was here for alumni weekend, and I had a whole big gaggle of people. There were like four of them in here doing a show together, which was really cool, because I don't know if that really happens here at WONI. I don't know if, like, I'm just the outlier here, but I've only had my mom on my show, which was really awesome, and I love doing shows like that where, like, we're talking, but it's on air. But there was a lady, she was playing guitar and singing, and it was really cool, and I was like, wait, you can do that here? So I'll start doing that, and it'll be really fun and really cool, and a way to get me back into fiddling, which I really need. Okay, I have time for, like, one more song, I think, and so I'm gonna play Smokin' by Boston, all because I was walking down Main Street in Oneonta one day, and it was a really nice day out, and this was the day, I don't know if I talked about this, but I got apples at the farmer's market, and I was really excited about these apples. I also got my brother a birthday present that day, and I went to the bookstore. I love the bookstore. I didn't get myself a book, but that's okay, because I have a lot. But I was walking, like, right by the Yellow Deli, right at, like, that intersection, if you know what I'm talking about. And there's a guy on a motorcycle. Like, he's, like, waiting at the intersection, but he's kind of far away. Like, I couldn't see him. I barely saw him. And I heard him playing this song super loud, like, from whatever speaker he had. And I was like, I know that song. I'm well acquainted with that album, kind of. And so I was like, what song is it? And I think I was right. I think I guessed right. But I was like, let me play the whole album because I'm not sure. And so I listened to that album. The Boston by Boston is the album. Which I think my dad said is their only good album. I haven't listened to all of their music. Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Hi, Liam. Shout out, Liam. But I haven't listened to all their music. But I listened to, like, one of their other albums. And I was like, heh. But okay, this is Smokin' by Boston. This is the one old song that I said I'd play, which is, it is old. So am I. I'm 21 now. It's crazy. I got my real ID, like the sideways one. So exciting. But okay, before I run out of time, I'm going to play the song. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll come on for my final words afterwards. I forgot how abruptly that song ends. I wasn't prepared to talk, but here I am. Okay, awesome. That was Smokin' by Boston. I remember the part that I heard was, like, the part where it's, like, the organ. I don't know if it's actually an organ or if it's, like, a that thing where they can make it sound... It's not a piano, but it looks like a piano, and it sounds different. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that thing. But it was that part, and I was like, I know this. When I was listening to this song on the street with this man in the motorcycle, in case you missed that story. Yeah. And it was Smokin'. So anyways, that's my story. Okay. Cool. Thanks for tuning in. The show went super duper quick, honestly. So... Yeah, next time I'll see you guys again, hopefully, 4 o'clock next Thursday. I'll be here. I don't know what the vibe's going to be then. Maybe we'll do fall themed, but I don't know if it'll feel like fall then. But it'll be close enough to the first day of fall that maybe we will. I don't know. We'll see. But until then, I hope you all have a fantastic end to your week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. And I hope your dinner is yummy. Today for dinner, I'm going to Applebee's with my friend Liam. And I'm going to get the shark bowl drink that has gummy sharks in it, if they still have it. I hope they do. I hope they didn't switch to like a fall menu and now we can't have gummy shark drinks anymore. But yeah. All right. This has been Kitchen Sink. Come back next week. And we'll listen to some epic music again. Skadoosh. Okay, bye.
Sky. Thank you. I'm Erin Shear, better known as Erin Darling, class of 2003, and this is Eating Upstate on WONY. Coming up, I'll be highlighting two local restaurants, Brushland Eating House, located in Bovina, and Tiny's at the Hamden General Store, located in Hamden. Once again, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. The following originally aired on April 30th, 2022,